Most folk are already gone. I don't speak to most folk because they've never thought about the world in general. They are quite content being egocentric, living in their own little circle. And their little world revolves around them, and they think it'll exist that way forever, of course. And that's how they've been conditioned to think. As long as that TV comes on every night with the same shows that they're familiar with, they're quite happy. Familiar. And I mean it, I kid you not, you know, I've seen this before in countries in financial depression, where people would not talk about anything except what was on television. As folk were getting laid off in their own streets, because it was almost like bad luck if you talked about it happening. It might happen to you. And they would not talk about it. They just got lost in television, which of course are the usual comedy shows and the usual faces. And everything was fun and happy on the TV side of it. And next door folk are committing suicide. Literally. Everything's been worked out for the psychology of your mind and in mass manipulation and crowd behavior, mass manipulation. Again, there's been so many studies done on you with your computer behavior and all your friends that you talk to, both the cell phone and email and all the other text messaging and all the rest of it. I've read them on the air from the universities who get big grants from the Pentagon to do this on you. You don't mind. Most of you don't mind. You carry on and you chat away there. It's so convenient and so quick that you don't mind. There's no privacy. The present generation growing up now don't really care about privacy. So they're gone. And years ago I said, you know, it's not up to the youth coming up to fight for this. They will be unable to fight for this. The conditioning's been too intense on them. And it's up to those who are a bit older to fight for them, if there's anything worth fighting for at all. Because the youth think it's all great. They have no idea what they're getting led into, which is the world of the Borg. I've said that over and over again. You got all these transhumanists getting funded from the top to try and spread this ridiculous sentiment of getting metamorphed into some kind of cyborg being. They really think they're going to get it done because the masters up there like them or something, or what, you'd be happier, or who knows what. There's your stupid mentality of the very feeble-minded. I've had them call on the show, people who really want this, thinking they're so special they're going to get it. But believe you me, if you do get it, you will be the Borg, someone programming you. You're not in charge of your own program. The meeting they had at Loyola University, I think it was year 2000, I've talked about it a few times, turned out 600 pages on it. And it was kicked off by one of your other politicians, of course. And they talked about the coming hive mentality, where once everyone's chipped, there'll be no more individuality. It'll be a true communitarianism, you see. But there'll be no individuality. It'll be impossible to even perceive or try to perceive of yourself as a distinct individual. And what the scientists from Tokyo said, think of it more like the hive. You'll hear whispers of messages being sent by central computers to those around you and to yourself, and the answers coming back. So you'd hear this whispering in your head, exactly what they showed you in the Star Trek series. Well, if you want to be a Borg, good luck to you. Good luck to you. If life itself is so tough and so uncertain, you'd rather give up your ability to be aware of anything, to be sentient of anything. Give it all up for this unconscious hive mentality. Go ahead. I wouldn't stop you. But unfortunately, you see, they use the masses against those who don't want to. That's why they bring up democracy, even though they say we're in a post-democratic society. They bring it up when it suits them. Well, the rest of them agreed to this, sir. What's your problem? Same with inoculations. Well, you know, 8% took this. What's wrong with you? They love to use that then, don't they?